We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, mate.
What's going on, man? Come on, let's go.
Come on. Hey, it's fucking crazy, isn't it? It's so
crazy.
Mad.
Crazy.
So crazy.
And I'm talking to the man who's responsible for this. I mean, come on, Philadelphia icon, Callum Scott.
Hey, stop it. I'm not wholly responsible.
Can you describe to me what the feeling is like to have this song be the playoff anthem in Philadelphia?
Oh, bro. It's just, I mean, look, you know, obviously the original writer of the song, Robin, huge Robin fan, you know, and this song made me feel a certain way, which is why I sang it, and my version has gone on to do what it's done, and the golden buzzer moment with Simon Cowell and all that rest of it. So for my rendition to then have other moments around the world, not even just within music, but within sport, is just unbelievable to me. And it's like, it's so funny. I see these videos and there's like hundreds of people singing it. It's just amazing. And it makes me want to be over in Philly and just soak up all the atmosphere and soak up all that energy, because it sounds like the Phillies are one of the most proudest fans when it comes to their baseball team. So yeah, I'm gutted that I'm not there celebrating with you all every game that we've won. But fingers crossed, you know, I'll be over there very, very soon.
Oh, we'd love that. See, I'm on my way now to game 5. I'm going down to the ballpark after we do this interview.
Oh, geez. Yeah, because there's 2 games left, right?
It's best out of 7. So we need to win this. It's tied up 2-2, right?
Okay.
So we need to win this. It's our last game at home before we head on to Houston. So let me describe the atmosphere, though, because I've been doing the show live from outside the ballpark, and everyone is wearing Dancing on My Own sweatshirts and hoodies, hats. They're singing the song. Like, you're talking about hundreds of people. I'm talking thousands of people singing along to your song. It's just incredible. The vibes are immaculate, man.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, like, I was seeing videos that they were playing the song in the square at like 12 and 5 PM every day. Yes. I'm just like, that is some dedication to be like, do you know what, guys? We'll be playing this song every day at 12 and 5 PM. It's just like, you know where you're getting that song. You know where you're getting
that hit. And we have a power rotation on TDY too. We're playing it every hour.
Do you know what I want to say though, bro? Is I know that we're celebrating the Phillies right now, you know, and all I want to do is say a massive thank you to all these people who have now got on board with my music and are listening to me and all the kind comments about my music and my rendition of Dance on My Own. It honestly does. It means the world. I mean, we're celebrating the Phillies right now, you know, and it's not about me. I'm gassed to be part of this story with everybody, but this is the Phillies, you know, and I'm just super proud to be a part of something that feels so good and everybody's enjoying and celebrating. It's about time that we're out there celebrating together, arm in arm again, you know. It feels so good.
Now, since you've been following along, do you have a favorite player, or is it just the team in general that you root for?
Do you know what? I can't pick favorites, mate. You can't. I can't True. Be divisive like that, you know. But you know what? I'm just so happy for the players. I mean, a friend of mine, Kevin Plawecki, who was obviously the guy who used it for the Red Sox, the pitcher for the Red Sox. He'd mentioned that there was a specific person, I can't remember off the top of my head, who was kind of a bit more responsible for the song, but do you know what? It's what the fans do with it. And it feels like the Phillies fans have just taken it and they've gone, this is our anthem. This isn't even just the locker room song or like the, you know, for all the guys to sing together. This is like the Phillies anthem, which is just,
yeah.
I mean, like, I thought I was like living my best life, touring around the world at the minute with my second album. And then there's this moment in Philadelphia where I'm like, what I would give to be over there and celebrating with everybody else. It's just mad.
And listen, Callum, you know, if we end up winning the whole thing, we're two wins away from winning the World Series. I can see a mural, because Philly is known for the beautiful murals around the city. I can see a dancing in my own mural. I can already envision it. Like, you're going to be a part of Philadelphia history. Like, when people come to Philly, it's going to be like cheesesteaks, Rocky Balboa, Callum Scott.
The best three things that you could ask for.
Come really. On. Come on.
Especially in the same room.
And, you know, of course, you know, if we win, you know, obviously I hope we're not jinxing it. Hopefully we're manifesting a win, but I'm talking like the parade. Hopefully, I know you're on tour. Where are you right now overseas?
So right now I'm just in Germany, but I was just in Asia. I'm just about to head out to Australia. So I'm like kind of right in the middle of tour. Mm. But tell you what, Mike, they win the series. You try and keep me away. That's all right? I'm saying. You try and keep me away, because
we're going to steal you.
Yeah. Like you said, manifest. I know that baseball is a little bit of a superstitious area. So I'm not, I want to just manifest positive energy. But if they were to get through, bro, it would give me no great honor than to come and to perform the song. Even if I had to perform the song in the town center at 12 and 5 p.m. every day.
Right.
I'll just replace the tannoy with actually me singing it.
That's amazing. It's your Philadelphia residency. I love that. That's amazing. And in the parade, people climb the poles. You know, they grease the poles and they climb it, chugging beers. You'll be the soundtrack to all the mayhem.
I mean, there's nothing that would give me greater pleasure than to clamber up a pipe, really drunk, singing dance on my own to everybody. It would be my pleasure.
Just bringing everyone together, man. And just so good to talk to you again. It's been a little bit, but you've brought a lot of joy to a lot of Philadelphians right now. It's been a magical moment for the city. And it's so cool to have you be a huge part of it. It truly is.
Like I said, it's my pleasure. I literally was over in Philadelphia to play my show. Is it the Fillmore, I think, over there?
Yeah, great.
So I was just over there playing the Fillmore. I had no idea that Philadelphia, I had so much love in the room and in the Fillmore. I had no idea that it could get any bigger than it has. And it's just this song and this moment and the Philly success and the fans all sort of enjoying in that. It's just brought me even more love. So I'm just very humbled and I feel very honored to be a part of this journey with everybody. And it's just made Philadelphia a little bit more of one of my favorite places in the world.
Yes. We'd love to hear it, man. And we hope to see you at the parade.
Bro, try and keep
Let's go.
Me away.
Let's
try
go.
And keep me away.
All the best, man. Thank you for taking some time. We really appreciate it.
Bro, sending all of my positive energy for this win tonight. Fingers crossed.
Let's go, Phils. Game five.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. I keep dancing on my own.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.